Hello and welcome to our Student Support Podcast. Here we speak to tutors, experts and students from around the world. They'll be sharing their advice and experience to help you on your ACCA journey and achieve your exam goals.
Welcome to this ACCA Podcast. I'm Paul Kirkwood, ACCA's Head of Learner Experience, and today we're meeting with Kritika Adatia, who is ACCA's Digital Learning Lead. Our focus today is the fantastic ACCA X training courses. Hello, Kritika.
Hiya, Paul. It's really exciting to be here.
I am excited too. And now I know that you joined ACCA earlier this year. So can you first tell me just a little bit about your previous roles and experiences?
Yeah, sure. So I trained as a chartered accountant for about 3 years. And immediately after qualifying, I sort of realised that what I really wanted to be doing was passing on my knowledge and helping others. So I sort of transitioned into the education sector and I worked for a leading professional qualifications tuition provider, teaching various accountancy related modules for students that were studying for their professional exams. Mm-hmm. I also did a year working in a higher education establishment, mm-hmm. and there I was teaching and delivering on various accountancy undergraduate and postgraduate programs. And throughout my sort of teaching career, as it were, I got involved in a lot of projects where I was working on content that was going to go online or scripting videos, and mm-hmm. Also just thinking about ways to make things engaging for the online platform. And that really sparked my interest in digital and online learning. Mm-hmm. So I sort of moved to work for an edtech company last year, and this company offered various accountancy products, and really that paved the gateway for mm-hmm. my current role at ACCA, where I work as the digital learning lead. And essentially my current role just marries together all the things that I'm truly passionate about, and that's accountancy, students, digital and online. So yeah, there's me in a nutshell.
Fantastic. Now, we could spend the whole podcast talking about your other aspects of your role, but we're going to focus on ACCA X. So not all of our listeners may have heard about ACCA X. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is and how it works?
Yeah, sure. So ACCA X is an online learning program that's offered by ACCA, and the courses are currently hosted on a platform called edX. Now, the great thing about this is that the courses can be accessed anywhere from the world. Like a learner could be, you know, in Africa, in America, in Australia, and they could access these courses. That global presence is brilliant. So we currently have 7 courses on offer. 4 of these courses are free, which is amazing for those learners that might be a little bit cash strapped or perhaps are a little bit unsure about making a big financial commitment into the world of accountancy, but maybe they're just looking to dip their toes, as it were, into the world of accountancy. So the free courses are great. I mean, our mission with ACCAX is really to just make accountancy accessible to all learners, irrespective of their background. So, you know, we're really hoping that learners can develop the necessary accountancy and business skills to help them in their careers. So, you know, in terms of how do we go about signing up for these courses? Well, it's really as easy as just going on our website, which is www.accax.com, and clicking enroll, and you're good to go.
So if I was a student and I was just thinking about accountancy and didn't even know anything about it, could I join one of the free courses, and that would give me a good introduction to what accountancy is about?
Absolutely, Paul, and that is the beauty of the ACCX courses that we offer for free. And I'm sure I'll be talking a little bit more in detail about what those courses are, but you totally could, you know, if you were somebody that wanted to even transition your career, you know, maybe you were somebody that worked in retail and is now thinking, you know what, I quite fancy doing a bit of accountancy. Well, go for it, totally enroll onto our Intro to Bookkeeping course, and you'll get a little bit of a feel for the world of accounting and bookkeeping. And if you really enjoy that course, you can then go on to enroll on some of our other courses, which would be fantastic.
So do you want to clarify? I mean, it just sounds too good to be true. So can you just maybe clarify what courses exactly are free and which ones you have to pay for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. all our courses are very much introductory courses into the world of accountancy and finance, as we sort of touched on. But the four courses that are free include the Introduction to Bookkeeping course, which is FA1, the Intermediate Bookkeeping course, FA2, the Introduction to Management Accounting, which is MA1, and the Intermediate Management Accounting course, which is MA2. Now, what I will throw in there, Paul, is that actually all of these courses, they cover the technical content that is aligned with the syllabus outcomes for our FA1, FA2, MA1 and MA2 ACCA exams, which is brilliant.
So that means, I mean, you're using the course names there, which is fantastic. So it links into our formal qualification structure. Do the courses actually lead on to any formal qualifications?
Oh yes, they absolutely do, Paul. And as well as the four free courses, I should also add that we do have three paid courses. And our paid courses include financial accounting, management accounting, and business and technology. And these three modules sort of align with the very first three modules at the applied knowledge stage of the full ACCA qualification. And touching on your point about, you know, the qualifications that you can pick up along the way if you do the ACCX courses, well, I can tell you that if you were to do all seven of the ACCAX courses, you could pick up an amazing three qualifications. So I'm just going to talk you through the three qualifications that you can pick up. So we'll start off with the Level 2 Diploma in Financial and Management Accounting. Now, you can get this diploma if you complete the FA1, that's the Intro to Bookkeeping, and the MA1, the Introduction to Management Accounting course, and you sit the respective exam. Now, in order to get this diploma, you've also got to complete a Foundations in Professionalism module. Now, this is also a free module, and you can access this once you register as a student with ACCA, and you can get this through your MyACCA portal. So that's brilliant. So that's the Level 2 Diploma. You can then move on to do a Level 3 Diploma in Financial and Management Accounting. Now, you can get this diploma if you complete the FA2, which is the Intermediate Bookkeeping, the MA2 module, which is the Intermediate Management Accounting module, and also complete the Foundations in Professionalism module. Now, the good news is that if you've done the Level 2 Diploma, and you've already got the Foundations in Professionalism module under your belt, you don't need to do it again. It will qualify you for the Level 3 diploma as well.
So these are free courses, including the Foundations and Professionalism course, but you would have to pay to sit the exams. And you would have to register as a student.
Yes, of course. Yes, that is absolutely correct. So that's a good point you raised there, Paul. You would need to pay for the exam and to sort of register as a student. But actually getting the technical content, which tends to be the bulk of the cost, right? If you're attending a face-to-face course, let's say, would be substantial. Whereas here with ACCAX, you're getting it for free, which is brilliant. Now, the final diploma that you can get is a Level 4 diploma in Accounting and Business. And you can get this diploma if you study the financial accounting, management accounting, and the business and technology module, which, as we mentioned already, also leads into the full ACCA qualification. It's essentially the applied knowledge stage. So if you do the Level 4 diploma, you basically get an exemption from the applied knowledge stage for the full ACCA qualification.
That's fantastic. That's so much detail, Kritika. And I'm sure by going to the ACCX website, which you flagged earlier, you can get all that information as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of information on there as well.
It's great. So we've got these seven exams. You know, you've paired up the first two sets of exams, which provide their own qualifications, and then the final three go on, and they're the bottom rung of the full qualification. Okay, so are there actually any ACCAX students who've gone on to qualify as full ACCA Chartered Certified Accountants?
Yeah, now I'm going to start off answering this question by saying that we do appreciate that all our learners that kind of come on to the ACCX courses might not necessarily have an ambition to do the full qualification. And that's the beauty of this learning program that we offer, that you don't have to do the full qualification if you don't want. But having said that, Paul, we've had an incredible 50 of our learners that have gone on to actually complete the full ACCA qualification. education with their learning journey, having started with X, which is incredible. We also have one in 21 of our learners to actually go on to register as a student with ACCA, which is brilliant. And if I remember correctly, we've had over 24,000 exams that have been sat and passed by our learners across the 7 exams, and these are supported by the ACCX Learning Programme.
Okay, that's great to hear. I mean, it sounds like it's got so many uses for those who want to see this as the first rung to get the professional, full professional qualification, but as well just helping people to increase their knowledge of finance, of business and of accounting. How many students do we have on the platform at the moment?
We have insights into our data via edX Insights, and currently our insights reveal that we've got about 16,000 learners across the 7 courses at present. In fact, since ACCAX launched, which was in 2015, we've had over 200,000 learners, which is incredible. And there's no sort of denying that with the current pandemic, there's such an appetite for online learning that in fact, when the pandemic first hit during the first couple of months, we were getting around 5,000 enrollers per week, which is amazing.
Now, I know as well that, you touched on it earlier, some of the benefits of ACCX is its online nature. Have you got any more benefits that you could share to us of studying these courses on demand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, there tends to be an initial fear when students first decide that they want to do an online course, especially if they're used to the face-to-face environment. But I can honestly tell you there are so many benefits to obtain from actually doing a course online. And I guess the most obvious one is the flexibility that it offers. You know, you can log on to these courses, do an hour in the morning, log out, do another hour in the evening, come back to it maybe 3 days later, and the system will take you back to exactly where you left off, giving you that seamless learning experience. So it's not quite like the classroom where you've got to be there for a set time, for a set day, in a set location. So that flexibility is incredible. The second thing I will say, and that kind of sits under the umbrella of flexibility, is that the course is self-paced. You know, if you're a learner that doesn't quite grasp things as quickly, or maybe you just want to rewatch or relearn something through the video or the content you've seen on screen, you can do that through these courses. And again, that's something you may not be able to do when you're in a face-to-face environment, because again, you're up against, you know, the sort of time and it's restrictive. You've got to just be there and understand it at the time that it's being, knowledge is being imparts to you. So here there's that benefit of it being self-paced. And one other thing that I will just add is that certainly for our courses, we really foster collaborative learning. Okay, and I think that's something that really sets us apart. You know, we want our learners not to feel isolated. So, you know, again, that tends to be a bit of a fear when people come onto online courses, that they're going to be doing it alone and it's just going to be isolating. But actually, our courses, they are truly collaborative. We get a lot of learners engaging on our communities. We have a team behind the scenes that support you along the way. So I can't speak highly for it. I think there are so many benefits, and I've just touched on a few there.
You know, you're making me want to go back and do some more learning already.
That's great.
I know it's on demand, and I know it's self-paced. And, you know, having taught online myself and also listened to students, I know that one of the things that they sometimes struggle with is that motivation. So that collaborative learning is so important. Have you got any more examples of how you support the students on the X platform?
Yes, of course. So as I mentioned, we do have a team working behind the scenes that really do support our learners. And I guess the best way that we do support our learners is through our communities, which basically comprises the discussion forums and the various avenues that you can reach out to the ACCAX team. So just to give you a few examples of things that we're doing to support our learners, we have at the end of every section a discussion forum where students can go in and put forward their questions or have conversations with other learners to bounce ideas off one another. And we often see that a lot of conversations are taking place in these discussion forums. We have also introduced seeded questions, and this is essentially to prompt our learners to think about what they've just learned through a particular unit. Again, just to reinforce that learning. I mentioned we've got a team behind the scenes, which comprises a community manager, and she's committed to ensuring that our learners learners are supported. The pastoral support is there, technical issues support is there, and we've also got a subject matter expert who's there on hand to deal with any content queries that students might have. So, you know, we're really committed to supporting our learners, but also we find that our learners support one another. So often we find in the discussion forum that students are responding to each other's questions, which is brilliant.
There's nothing better than seeing the students support each other. So now I've got probably the most important question of the whole podcast, Kritika. What are the pass rates for the exams that are taken at the end of each course?
Wow, now that is a very important question, isn't it? And I'm sure a lot of our listeners will be interested to know that we have an incredible 90% first-time pass rate for our learners. And actually, our learner pass rates, they do always exceed the global average pass rate, which is fantastic news. And what it showcases is just how useful ACCAX is as a learning tool in supporting our learners through their accountancy journey. Now, Paul, if you don't mind, I'm just going to give you examples of a couple of learners that have just recently posted on our discussion forum about their delight for the exams that they've passed. So just a few months back, we had an FA1, that's Intro to Bookkeeping. A student posted on the discussion forum there saying after studying with ACCAX, he scored an amazing 80% in his exam, which is incredible. And earlier in the year, I believe it was around June, we had another learner commenting on our financial accounting course on the discussion forums, stating that she'd scored an incredible 94%, Paul. You know, that's just 6% of the exam which she didn't score correctly, which is incredible. So it's comments like these that really do make the team smile.
That's incredible. I've just getting a little bit worried here. I think they are significantly better than anything I scored. They really do sound like a great suite of courses. What advice would you give to someone who was maybe just starting out on an X course?
The best advice that I could give, or my top tip rather, is that they should really take the time to understand the content. You know, it's so easy when you're doing a course such as accountancy or intro to bookkeeping to want to just rush through and get to the end because it just seems like the course is endless. There's so much to learn. But I cannot stress enough the benefits of really understanding what it is that you're learning, because it will just be beneficial when you sit the exam, because if you understand something, you're more likely to score better. And also with the way the ACCA exams are generally set up, modules do tend to build on one another. So if you've got that strong foundational knowledge, it will just put you up in good stead for the future exams, should you wish to do future exams. Other tips that I would give is just make sure you complete all of the activities. You know, it's all about the practice. So make sure that you don't skip any of the activities. And if you don't get it correct first time round, don't be too disheartened, because you can reattempt it. I mean, this is an on-demand course. So learn from those mistakes. You know, the importance of practice, I'm sure many have stated on this podcast already. And the final thing that I would sort of say is really take advantage of the learners that are also studying at the same time as you. So basically engage in the community. Look at the threads of discussions that have taken place before, because you never know, you might just learn something really useful from conversations that have been had before.
That's great advice. You're absolutely right about these being the foundations for the future courses in the qualification and future exams. You know, the absolute basics of management accounting and financial accounting, which are within these courses, you use all the way through up until your final exam, undoubtedly. And actually, you know, since when I actually took my exams, you know, it hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
But these are the fundamental building blocks that underpin finance.
Absolutely.
Aren't they? So these are really fantastic skills. Now, I am concerned about time, unfortunately, so I'm going to do one more question, and that's really to look to the future. Could you give me an insight into any potential future developments that you've got planned or are considering for the ACCX platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we've currently launched, or we're piloting, certainly for the Intro to Bookkeeping course, is a new Teams feature. Now, essentially, Paul, what this does is it collates all the frequently asked technical queries that students have been putting forward in the discussion forums so that we have it all in one place that offers easy navigation, and students can click on this this page and see the responses that have been provided. We have also been carefully curating data that we're receiving about topics in the discussion forums as technical queries that we're receiving, and we're using that data to really help inform the decisions that we make about course and content enhancements. And we're also looking at the feedback that we're getting from surveys that we send out to students, and a reoccurring theme that we see in these survey results or feedback results is that our learners want more video content. So what we're trying to do is think about, okay, well, we've got some data here in terms of, well, these are topics that students are generally asking more questions about. Our students want videos. Well, how about we produce video content that complements the content that we already have on the course? And just sort of sticking with the idea or theme of videos, we're also trialing responding to technical queries using tablet capture style videos, which are a little bit more informal and just lend themselves well to dealing with queries which, you know, include things like T accounts that are better explained with tablet capture rather than a long narrative text type answer. Thinking a bit further into the future, we'd love to sort of experiment with interactivity within videos. So we know that to keep learners engaged and to make sure they're being tested, it will be great to have videos that have quizzes embedded within them just to reinforce the learning that a learner might see through a video. So those are just a few of the things that we have in the pipeline. So it's watch this space, as it were, for ACCAX.
I certainly will. I'm absolutely sold on ACCX, and I would encourage anybody who's at those early stages of the qualification to go and have a look. One more a target group, maybe. Perhaps even if you're coming into maybe the applied skills and you've had exemptions from the earlier papers,
yes,
you could get into the earlier courses just as a refresher, just to refresh your knowledge of basic accounting concepts.
Honestly, I wish this was a resource that was available to me when I was a student, because I certainly would have made use of it. And you're absolutely right, Paul, on touching on the idea that you could be doing applied skills, something like financial reporting, where a lot of it does build on what you would have seen in financial accounting. And I know students, if they don't grasp double entry and the basics of it, they're going to struggle when it comes to more complex journals that they see in financial reporting. So yeah, thank you, Paul, for touching on that. Absolutely. If you're a student listening to this thinking, I'm doing applied skills, well, actually the ACCX courses can still help you there. Spot on.
Super. Now, finally, we always ask one question just to get to know a little bit more about you. If you could instantly become an expert in something, what would it be?
Oh, Paul, you know, it'd have to be a data guru. You know, you just can't get away from data at the minute. I feel like it's such an important thing. We're just surrounded by so much information and data. I would love to be in a position where I could just analyze and make judgments and present data in a way that's easy to digest.
Wonderful. Kritika, thank you so much for your time today and your insight into our ACCAX platform.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's been amazing being here.
You can listen to more ACCA podcasts covering exams, recruitment advice, and becoming an ACCA professional, and much, much more, wherever you found this podcast.